Blog Talk Radio.
Alone enough to achieve your dreams? A thought to ponder. You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, you know, that's a good question. I'm intrigued. Well, I'm happy that you are intrigued by this question. And I want us to go on a journey of discovery and grow together around this very question. We're going to explore and discover, what does this mean when we talk about, is motivation alone enough to achieve your dreams? Let's lean into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I so truly, absolutely love Mondays. I really do. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we have a great subtopic that we're going to be focused in on today in our Shape Up series. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful, and that is the feedback that you, our global listening audience, have given us, and we so truly value and appreciate that. And, you know, we want to encourage you, if you as a listener have not tapped into our on-demand library, oh, you're missing such a great richness, and we encourage you to take advantage of our on-demand library, any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. Again, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. And I know you'll get a great richness out of it, so we encourage you to tap back. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around our subject. And then, if time permits, we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And you know, if you don't already have your notepads, pens, your laptops, your desktops, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphone with your notes to capture the jewels and gems that will be shared today and jot down your questions as they may arise or those comments that you want to make, we encourage you to do that. So really take the time you've made the commitment to be here for this hour of empowerment. We want you to fully engage and lean right on in. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you, our global listening audience, you take a quick moment to invite someone to share with you in today's program. You know, allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because the reality is this. We know that we can't grow without YOU, and so we thank you for lending your support as you are getting something from the program that you would share with others. And speaking of the program, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And we are processing around this thought. Motivation alone. You know, the question raised that we're really processing around this thought of, is motivation alone enough to achieve your dreams? Is motivation alone enough to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams? You know, this is the golden thought that's on the table for us to process around and we're leaning into today. You know, I often like to share with you insight from my coaching practice and the sessions that I'm having with my clients, especially when I see a theme around a particular subject that individuals may be struggling with. I like to bring great richness around that. And a couple of times I had questions that came up, and they were something to this effect. You know, Coach Adams, I'm motivated to reach my goals. I'm motivated to achieve my dreams. However, and I always get that, however, I'm falling short. I'm not keeping my commitment, whatever it may be that follows. And so I realized that oftentimes we have the motivation. We are motivated. We're inspired. for what we desire, but yet we fall short. And so I wanted us to process around motivation versus driven or being or having a drive. Because what I've grown to know to be true and some of the insights that I was sharing with my clients around this subject, I'm going to bring into today's open platform and share some thoughts with you. And if you have thoughts, I welcome you into the conversation when we open the lines up for our audience participation, because I would love to hear from you on what are your thoughts, what's the insight that you have gleaned. Is motivation alone enough to achieve your dreams, whatever your dreams are? And I want you to think about that big audacious dream that you have, that big dream that you have burning on your heart. Think about that dream. And of course, today is Motivational Mondays. So you've tuned in for this hour of empowerment, and the title is Motivational Mondays. So motivation alone, is it enough? That is the question. You know, when it comes to motivation, what I've grown to realize is that motivation is inspirational. It inspires. It gives you some incentive. We often, when we are motivated, we're stimulated, as one would say. We are stimulated around a general desire. There's this emulation. And this stimulation in this particular desire, it, you know, gets some things stirred up on the inside of us. Motivation. We may even have the incentive. We may be incentivized. And the incentive is that thing that we're motivated or we're encouraged around something. But this is what I've grown to know to be true, that motivation alone is not enough. Motivation needs a converter. And so when we're looking at motivation, and I want to share with you a quote. There's a quote that I really appreciate because it states that motivation gets you going. It's you going. Motivation gets you going, but discipline keeps you going. And what I have grown to know to be true, and why oftentimes in my coaching practice, I have clients that are struggling, and the question that I raise, that they're often saying, Coach Adams, you know, I'm motivated to reach my goals. I really desire to reach my goals, but I'm falling short. I'm inconsistent. I'm not keeping my commitments. I'm you know, kind of dropping the ball. Whatever their becauses are, there's something that's preventing them from getting what they're saying they're motivated for. And that's why I'm posing the question today here on Motivational Mondays, is motivation alone enough? And I want to challenge us to recognize that motivation by itself, it's not enough. It is that great inspiration. Yes, it will, you know, kind of get us going in the general direction because it inspires us. But in order for us to achieve our dreams, what I have grown to know to be true is that we must grow. We must grow. And we must grow in our mindset, our thinking about things. And I was sharing this with a coaching client. I said, you have to make a shift in how you're thinking about things on your journey. We have to grow in our drive. We have to grow in our habits. We have to grow in our fight, tenacity that we have. We have to grow in our passion. So when it comes to this process of motivation, motivation gets us going. It's great. It inspires us. It stimulates us. It gets us going. But as the quote stated, it's discipline that keeps us going. And discipline being those daily habits that we have. Because motivation is the inspiration. But I want us to recognize and look at and evaluate motivation versus drive, having the drive to do something. You see, as we have discovered, motivation, you know, it gets us stirred up. It stimulates the general desire of what we have, and it stirs us up. It inspires us. But I can sit back all day and say, I'm motivated to achieve my dream. Yes, I'm motivated. And not accomplish anything because I'm just simply motivated. So the motivation, we have to understand that the motivation will inspire us. It stirs us up. But there has to be a shift. There has to be a converter. And the bridge is this, I believe, that it's what is your drive for what you want? Because from my point of view, this is what I'm growing to realize, that when we are driven, when we have that drive, it is like the power that fuels our motivation. Because drive is something that propels us. It carries us along with great force in a specific direction. And that direction that we must understand is the direction of our vision, our goals, or our dreams. Whatever that may look like, that in essence is our target. That's the direction that we're looking to go in. And so this force of power that we need is that drive that moves us in the direction. Because when someone is driven, ooh, they are relentless. They are relentless. They are so compelled by the need to their dream, not just I'm motivated, I'm inspired, I have the desire. But they have this different level. It's almost like, I remember growing up when it was time for me to learn how to drive a car. My dad said, if you're going to learn how to drive a car, you have to learn how to drive a stick. Because when you learn how to drive a stick, you really know how to drive. Because it causes you to really stay consciously focused in your driving process because you have the gear shift, you have the clutch, you have the brake, you have the gas, and you're having to navigate the car, you have the wheel, you got to be aware. You can't just sit back and cruise when it comes to driving a stick. You have to really be aware and process. Because you have it in first gear, and then in order for the car to begin to move, you have to pull the clutch out just at the right amount of place and force while you're giving the gas. It's this balancing, and as you're pulling off the clutch, you're giving it gas, and the car begins to grow, right? It's in motion. Now, in order for you to move to the next level, and that's what I'm making the connection with, motivation is like that first gear. Motivation and inspiration is like that first gear. You're kind of getting stirred up. You're stirred up. You're in motion. But it's just getting you started. In order to shift to the next gear, you have to grow and you have to shift in your mindset. You have to shift in your habits. You have to shift in increasing your fire and your passion, your fight, because life is going to happen. And motivation is a great thing. I'm all about motivation, hence Motivational Mondays. But when you come to Motivational Mondays, this is just a stirring. It is to give you tools, but you now have to execute. You have to do something with the information that's being shared, and you have to convert it. You know, I love the wisdom and insight that I've gleaned from my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am their global master trainer for the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program, Boss the Movement, and Vertical Leap. And if you want more information, you can visit bossthemovement.com. But why do I say all of that? I remember hearing my mentor, Coach Al Hollingsworth, share and talk about conversion. And that if you eat food that's not converting, and this is one because I've often said I'm a foodie, this is my quote-unquote area of challenge, I'm constantly fighting to grow in this area. And but if you eat food that does not convert, and I often say you'll see Coach Adams, she'll be a little bit more delicious in a season, meaning she's carrying extra weight because that food has not converted. And so when it comes to our motivation, we can get fat on motivation, but motivation must convert into something. I can be motivated all day long, and please don't misunderstand me, because I'm all about motivation. It is a wonderful, beautiful thing. But you have to understand, as we are talking around today's topic, raise, is motivation alone enough to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams? Is motivation enough? And the reality is this, motivation alone is not enough. Now, we need to be motivated. That inspiration stirs us up. But there has to be that bridge of conversion. And that bridge of conversion that I want to share with you to think about is it's connected with your drive. And I was sharing that when I learned how to drive, my dad said you have to learn and drive a stick, right? And I was sharing with you, we were in first gear on the road driving in this process of this story and illustration. And I had to learn how to drive a stick because he wanted to make sure that I really knew how to drive. And that I was conscious in my efforts and the intentionality around it, that I couldn't get relaxed and lazy in my driving. He said, if you're going to learn to drive, my dad, that is, he said, you have to really know how to drive. And even today, I really appreciate that because many people don't know how to drive a stick, but I do. And it's been a long time since I've driven one because my car now is an automatic. But I remember that whole process, and, ooh, it took a lot for me to learn that balance of discipline. And so when it comes to us being driven and having that drive, that is this process that is beyond just motivation and inspiration. It's beyond the stirring. It has a force, and I'm calling this force of power that urges us to move in the direction that we desire to go in. And it's a shifting, a growing in our mindset, in our habits, in our passion, in our fight, all of these things. As we heard the quote stated earlier, motivation gets you going, and that's what I want us to understand. Motivation will get us going. It's like being in first gear of the car. But there comes a point where you cannot stay in first gear in the car driving a stick. The engine revs up and it'll go, and it gets to that place where it's like, okay, we're ready for more power, we're ready for more force, but you have to shift into the next gear. And that next gear is that stage of power that is associated with your drive. And as I was sharing with a client, I was telling this individual, they were sharing with me the struggle of I'm motivated, but yet I'm not achieving because I keep falling short. And I said, this is what I want to share with you in the wisdom that I've grown to know to be true. And I want to share this with you. A successful person has learned to build their foundation brick by brick by brick through discipline. Many of us, we fall short, self-included, in different levels and areas of my life at different stages. I've fallen short in this area of discipline. But when we understand that discipline is this process of learning that supports us in establishing the habits that we need on our journey. And this process of the habits that we need, and again, I thank my mentors for a very comprehensive definition of habit that I can see, and it speaks to this process of learning. Because a habit defined is an acquired mode of behavior. We have to acquire this mode of behavior. In essence, this is the process of learning. When I was learning how to drive a stick, I had to acquire that mode of learning. How do I balance the clutch and the gas and the brake and shifting, all of what I had to do, because there was different layers that was going on. It wasn't just an automatic, you put it in gear, you press the gas, and you just go. No, there was this balancing. And so I want us to understand, when it comes to achieving our goals, working our vision, and living out our dreams, there is this balancing that has to happen, likened to, as I gave the illustration of driving a stick shift and the balance of the clutch, coming off the clutch, giving it enough gas so that the car now goes. There is this balance that has to happen between your motivation and having that stirring that inspires you and that drive that gives you power, that enables you to now activate and move and do. And again, I want to share with you one of my personal quotes, that a successful person has learned to build their foundation brick by brick through discipline. So if you're not getting the results that you want and you're feeling like, I'm motivated, you have to step back and look at, am I being disciplined? Because I was sharing with my client, I said, one of the major factors that we must evaluate on our journey of achieving our dreams is we have to ask ourselves the question, are we willing to pay the price? And for those of you that are regular listeners, as you know, I often bring this question in the mix for processing. We say we desire and we want and we're motivated and we, you know, woohoo, I want to achieve my dreams, woohoo. But yet we're not converting. And we're not converting because we lack the discipline that's needed. And this is the great insight that I have gleaned on my journey from my mentors, from my leadership partner, just on my journey in general, that discipline is key. We cannot get away from this process of discipline. And this discipline has us ask the question, are you willing to pay the price? And this price is not necessarily in the monetary resources. It's when everybody else is going to the picnic on the Saturday because the weather is beautiful to play and enjoy the day. Are you willing to sacrifice and say, I can't right now because I need to focus on my goals, my visions, and my dreams? Are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to side so that you can achieve your dreams? You know, a writer writing a book for the first time, I remember my very dear girlfriend. She has an anointed agenda, and every time it was time for her to produce Mara Gale and the anointed agenda, when it was time for her to produce her anointed agenda, she would go, quote, unquote, underground for a season. And that season, because she was producing it every year, was so that everybody around her in her inner circle, they knew between this time and this time, She's not available. Don't call to invite her and send the invites for this, that, and the other. She's not available. And she's not available because this is her season and her time to press through, and she's committed and disciplined to her assignment and fulfilling that. And so she would, quote, unquote, go underground. She had this season of discipline where she was sitting down and writing and pressing through. And when she got through that length of time, and I think it was about 2 months each year, then she would come out and we can connect, we can do things. But she has done what she needed to do to sacrifice in that season to get the work done. And so discipline, again, is this process. And this is what I have learned on my journey, that it's this process of learning and establishing the habits that serve us. And getting back to the definition that I was sharing with you of a habit being an acquired mode of behavior. We acquire this mode of behavior through learning. Like what I shared when I started driving, had to acquire that mode of knowing how to balance the clutch and the gas and the brake and the shifting. It was an acquired mode. Now it's like, oh, you've heard the term, riding a bike. You never forget. If I got into a stick today, I would not forget because I drove a stick for years and I acquired that mode of behavior. And when you see someone learning how to drive a stick for the first time, they don't know that balance and they have to acquire that over time. So a habit is an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary. So now when I drive a stick, I don't have to think about it. It's just natural. It happens because I've established the habit in that. I've acquired that mode of behavior that now it's second nature. I already know how to balance the clutch and the gas and the shifting and the brake and all of that. Whereas initially, I had to think about every movement. I had to be aware of every movement. But once I acquired the mode, then it was like, okay, I'm driving. I didn't have to think about it anymore. There's things that you don't have to think about anymore. When we have the right habits that serve us, that's where this drive comes in. Because this drive that's relentless, it's anchored, I believe, in the right habits, the right daily practices, the right routines that support us in accomplishing our goals. Because when we're driven, we're relentless. We are so compelled by this need to accomplish our dreams. It's not just I'm motivated and I say, yeah, I'm motivated, I'm inspired. No, we're willing to invest and pay the cost, put in the hard work that's required. We're ambitious enough. That's that driven nature. Again, remember, I said that in order for us to move to the next level, motivation, as we've established, it gets us going. It incentivizes us. It inspires us. But it's discipline that keeps us going. And I can tell you story after story. I'm sure you have your own stories of when you were more disciplined than not. Because one, I often will reference the quote by the late great general of the faith, Dr. Miles Monroe. And I love this quote because I see this as a coach at a whole different level. I'm dealing with this in my coaching practice to support my clients that this would not be their story. Dr. Miles Monroe is noted for saying that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. What is that saying? People didn't have the discipline to work their vision, to achieve their goals, and to ultimately live out their dreams. And so they took it to the grave with them. They buried it with them. They did not convert. They weren't driven. They weren't driven to convert. I anticipate if I was to sit down and have a conversation with many of them, they would say, I was motivated and I was inspired. But where they fell short is they did not have the drive that was anchored in the discipline that was needed. Those right habits, that acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary. It's addictive. You know, when we have an established habit early, it becomes addictive. We can have habits good or not so good. Smoking is a habit. Drinking is a habit. Drugs, habit. Working out, good habit. Good eating, good habit. But we have to establish that. It has to be established. And many of us, we don't have it. You know, in my area where I live, I became familiar with this new mom. And I would be walking around the park, and I would see her and her little son. And what warmed my heart, because this is an area that I had to grow in later in life, and I'm still growing in it. But I saw her and her little son, because certain cultures, they walk naturally, right? And so the moment he could walk, they would go out every evening for a walk. Why do I share that with you? Because he, through this habit that his mom is instilling in him, he's acquiring this mode of behavior that is becoming involuntary, addictive. He will want to walk. I remember hearing, I think it was Frank Sinatra, who would walk every evening after dinner, because that was wherever he was, anywhere in the world, because that was a habit that he had. It was ingrained. So the earlier we can ingrain the habits, the better, because then it becomes involuntary. We don't think about it. It's just something that we naturally do. It's compulsory. It's a customary way of acting fixed through repetition. We do it naturally because we've acquired that mode of behavior. And so when we're looking at and we're talking about, is motivation alone enough to work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams? The answer to that question is unfortunately not. It's not enough. But is it needful? Does it have a right place? Absolutely. You need to be motivated. I need to be motivated. You need that inspiration that will get you going. But we have to stay mindful that it is the discipline that will keep us growing. And our journey is about growing continuously, increasing our mindset, increasing the right habits. And it's a process because we're lifetime learners, or at least we should be. We should never think like, oh, I've got this. I'm good. I can sit back on the hammock. I don't need to learn anything else because I have just gotten it all. I'm good. I am learning every day, but I have a mindset of a lifetime learner. I am learning and growing every day. I'm learning new habits. I'm seeing things from a different point of view. And we must have that mindset in order for us to achieve our goals. We can't get in those old behaviors that don't serve us. And so I want to challenge you today that if you're not getting the results that you desire, then you have to be willing to do something differently. Have you lost focus on where you even want to go? Pausing with intention. I want you to take a moment to really process. Do you even know where you're going? What is your target? What is your target? Do you know where you're even progressing to? Have you lost sight of it because life is just happening and it's, oh my gosh, I've lost my way, my direction? Well, you have to first get back to understanding what is the direction of where you're going? And so life is going to happen. It does. It tries to throw us off our square every day with the stuff that goes on. And so I have to ask you, if you're not getting what you desire, the results that you desire, are you willing to make a shift and do things differently in order for you to achieve your goals? One of my biggest struggles, and I'm very transparent with it because I didn't grow up with the right habits, so it's a struggle older in life. And into my 30s, I didn't even have to worry about it. My metabolism was so that it didn't matter what I ate. I could eat whatever I wanted. But I also was very naturally active. So I didn't deal with a weight issue until well into my 30s. And then suddenly, uh-oh, body is shifting. Eek! Changes are happening. Lifestyle is happening. Not as much movement. There was in my 20s and pre-20s, oh, my gosh, I was roller skating 2 to 3 times out of the week. Oh, my gosh, I was an avid roller skater. So I had great movement. I was riding my bike regularly. That was something that me and my dad did when he was still alive. We would, on the weekend, we would meet up and take our bikes. We would leave Hawthorne, California, and ride our bikes into Redondo Beach Pier, sit on the pier, have some seafood, ride back. I had a lot of natural activity that when life happened and you get your big girl jobs and all of this stuff and you're sitting behind a desk, those things shift. And if you don't have the habits that you need to that serve you, it's easy to fall off the wagon. So later in life, I'm working on this habit, being the movement and so on and so forth. And sometimes I do really good and sometimes I don't. But I'm sharing that being transparent with you simply because I want you to know at any stage you have an opportunity to shift, to change, and to grow. Where we are is just a moment in time. We don't have to stay where we are. It's a great opportunity for us to move to another level. But it's in our action, the execution, the steps that we take that will determine where we go. And so if you don't like the results that you're giving, you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do things differently? And what does that look like for you? How can you make a shift? Another thing that I was speaking with one of my clients in the session about is I said, one, you have to count the cost. Are you willing to sacrifice and truly do what's required to achieve your goals? You can say I'm motivated, but we've learned that motivation by itself alone, it's not enough. You need to be motivated, but it's not enough. You need to be inspired. But it's not enough. You have to have the right drive that's anchored in the habits that support you in getting the results that you want. Those habits that are focused in the direction of where you're going. That's why I said if you don't even know where you're going, you need to reevaluate that. If you know where you're going and you've allowed yourself to get stalled, guess what? You need to simply get back in motion. You got to move. You got to do something because it's our doing that's the activator. And so I ask this question for you to think about. What are you willing to do differently today to get greater results so that ultimately you can achieve your dreams? And the people that you have around you, because one of the things in my coaching practice, I was speaking with someone regarding the people and having the right people, and they said, you know, I'm realizing more and more that people around me, they don't really support me in achieving more. They'll ask questions like, what makes you think you can
do that at this stage in your life? And they plant the seeds of doubt, and then the person begins to say, yeah, you know, you have a point there. And they start to water those seeds of doubt. And now they've gotten stuck. They're no longer motivated to even step out. This dream, the goals that they had, they allow them to get lost and fall by the wayside because they don't have the right people on their team. And I have really learned that having the right people on your team, around you, ooh, so key. It's the difference between you achieving your goals and not, because the right partnership, it's been stated that one can set 1,000 in flight. One can accomplish great things, but two, a partnership, ooh, can set 10,000 in flight. So there's a greater dynamic that happens when we are in partnerships. And I would love to be your partner on your journey as your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. That is a part of the empowerment tools that I have available that I offer. And I have to tell you, my clients often regularly say that the partnership that they're in with me as a coach, it is without question a difference maker. It is a winning support for them on their journey because life is going to happen. And the great thing about one-on-one coaching is that every week, because I meet with my clients every week, big day, at a designated time for a specific duration of time. The minimum is 30 minutes, but I have different programs, and so 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour, depending on what the person feels that they need, and we meet, you know, regularly each month. And so when we come together, the great thing is life may be happening, and this happened today in one of my sessions that one of my clients said, I am so happy I have my coaching session today. Because life was happening, and the coaching session brought them back to their focus. Remember I said you have to know your destination and where you're going. Well, it's easy to lose focus. It really is. It's easy to lose your way because of the circumstances that life will bring. But when you have that partnership that brings you back to your center, brings you back to your target, you now have made a shift beyond, and you're getting the support that you need to, in the midst of life happening, you're still keeping that momentum and moving. And so if you would like to learn more about one-on-one coaching or group coaching, I would like to give you a number for you to text or call, 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101 to learn more about one-on-one coaching or group coaching. If you would like to learn more about our masterminds, our private masterminds, lifestyle, personal, and professional growth plan, any of the full circle of empowerment that we have available for you, again, you may text or call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. If you're texting, please include your name and what services you're interested in. I would love to be on your team and support you because the reality is this. I am committed. I really am. I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. This is literally what I was created to do. It really is. And so it brings me such joy and fulfillment to assist others in working their vision, achieving their goals, and ultimately living out their dreams. And through this month, because half of the year is already over, we are in the next half of the year. Anyone that joins in a partnership through the month of July for one-on-one coaching, I am giving a complimentary month of coaching valued at $450, and so you'll get 4 months instead of my standard 3-month requirement, and it's a great bonus benefit for you to close out this year stronger than when you started. whew, it is amazing how quickly our time flies by. You know, we didn't get to the lines today, and so if you would like to continue the dialogue with us, we welcome your questions and your comments through social media, our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It's an open group. All are welcome. You can engage with us, share what you learned from today's broadcast, what stood out for you, what nuggets and jewels really impacted you today. Maybe you have a burning question that you would like to get answered, or you have a show topic, subject that you would like to see covered. You have a guest that you feel would add value to our global listening audience. You can do all of that through our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. And if you would just like to learn more about Coach Adams, maybe you're tuning in for the first time live or through our on-demand library, and you're like, who is this Coach Adams? I want to learn more about her. I'm intrigued. Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. So what have we talked about today as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for you? We have discovered that motivation is important. We need motivation. It's good to be motivated and to have that inspiration. It stirs us up. But we've established with great clarity, I think we answered this question, motivation alone, is it enough? That no, it's not enough. And in order for us to move to the next level, we have to now do something with that motivation. We have to do something with that inspiration, because motivation simply is that. It inspires us. But in order to move to the next level, we must move with the force of power. And that power is that drive. And our drive is what is going to propel us in the direction of our specific goals, vision, dreams. And it's anchored in having the right discipline. The right discipline and that habit, bottom line, those daily routines that we do, that we've established, that are acquired. Are you acquiring the mode of behavior that you need that serves you personally and professionally on your journey, that no longer are you thinking about it? When you brush your teeth every morning, you don't think about stroke one, stroke two, stroke three, up and down, go to the back. No, it happens automatically because you've been brushing your teeth since you were little, right? So it's an acquired mode of behavior that has become involuntary, compulsory, customary way of acting, fixed through repetition. The repetition is so key on our journey, those daily practices and routines that we do. If you want to lose weight, you can't just say, hey, I'm going to do it one day. You have to get into that lifestyle. If you want to achieve greater results, guess what? You have to get into the lifestyle of it. And I know that can be boring. Routine can be boring. But that's how we get the breakthroughs. That's how we make the shift that we need to. So we have to constantly, regularly be growing. And I want to remind us, we're growing in our mindset. Read. Research. The, you know, hey, YouTube University, whatever it may be, constantly expanding your mindset, your thinking, the way in which you perceive things, the knowledge base that you have. Knowledge is power, but convert it. So you can come and tune in, and I love and appreciate each of you that are tuning in today to Motivational Mondays. I so appreciate you being here for this hour of power. But you got to do something with the information that you're hearing, the motivation and the inspiration that you're receiving. It's great, notice slogan, to jumpstart your week, but it's just that, to jumpstart. Now you got to get activating. You got to do something. And Every turn on our journey requires that we execute and do something. And so I have to ask you, what is your drive? What is that power as you shift into the various gears that you need to shift into to get the next level of results? You know, we have to constantly be raising the bar, raising the bar, raising the bar. Because the reality is this, that we may be doing good things, but it's been stated that good is the enemy of great. And if you want to live life that is great, you want to achieve great things, you want to walk in greatness, you can't get paralyzed and stuck in the comfort zone of good. You got to stretch, and you have to allow yourself to be stretched. Areas that we mentioned earlier in your mindset, you have to allow yourself to be stretched in discipline. You have to allow yourself to be stretched in your habits. All of these different areas, you have to constantly be stretching and expanding, because if we're not stretching and expanding, we will shrink and we get complacent and we get stuck and we feel like, you know, I'm not moving, I'm not growing anymore, because we've allowed ourselves to get complacent in our comfort zones. And so as we close out today's Motivational Mondays, I thank you for tuning in. We, of course, are here every Monday. I encourage you, set your timer. Let this be the way in which you jumpstart your week. This is a part of our full circle of empowerment tools that are available for you, and it's absolutely free to Y-O-U, so why not get what you need, right? Visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. And I can't wait to reconnect with you on next week. And I want to share with you that the results that you're getting today are in direct correlation, energy that you're putting into your vision, your goals, and your dreams. And so if you don't like the results, you have to shift your energy. And that is that drive that we were talking about. You have to increase your drive. You have to increase your capacity. You have to increase your habits, your discipline, all of those things, and put more effort in the direction of your dreams and what you desire. Remember, a successful person has learned to build their foundation brick by brick through discipline. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, your lifestyle, personal, and professional coach. I coach and you win.